This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is lovely outside my window. Freezing. It's cold. Well, it's not freezing. It's 40. But it's, it's sunny and nice. All right. Happy Friday, everybody. Happy Friday before a long weekend. Bottle Rock passes coming up at 8 o'clock. Today is the last day to win 3-day general admission passes to Bottle Rock.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Saturday Morning Special. You can now get your Sarah and Vinny 6 days a week. We've added the Saturday Morning Special, 6 to 10 a.m. The best of what happened on the show the past week, every Saturday morning on Alice at 97.3. Right. Check us out on a Saturday, everybody.
Why not? Turn it on the Odyssey app.
Here's what's happening for Friday, January 14th.
Okay.
Oh, could be payday for many of you.
Yeah,
go
sure.
Payday.
Okay.
Yay.
Payday. Hooray.
NFL playoffs start tomorrow, Saturday afternoon. The Raiders play the Bengals at 1:30, and your Pats play the Bills at 5:15 Saturday night, and they say it will be a degree. It's going to be cold, but no snow, just freezing.
Are those Pacific times?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, John wants to have a couple of his guy buddies over. I was like, but I was going to watch a game with you. He's like, yeah, but you know, guys.
Right.
I'm like, all right.
Guys coming over?
I know. The bubble people, Pat. Mike,
oh, hi, Pat.
I know.
Yeah,
I don't know if
Pat
he invited,
should come. Absolutely.
I don't know if he invited them or not, but, you know, I go, well, you know, but we'll watch it just like all that. He goes, yeah, but I'm less likely to yell and scream if everybody's there. I guess he doesn't let himself get riled up.
Oh.
If he has guests.
Huh.
This is like self-management on his
This
part.
Is a gator for him. It keeps his motor revving low.
Yeah. Let's
All right.
It. You can't care too much. It's just a game, John.
Well, the Pats play the Bills Saturday night at 5:15. Then Sunday morning at 10 a.m., Eagles play the Bucks, and the big one, the one everyone can't stop talking about, Niners at Cowboys. 1:30 game time. Go Niners! Then the Steelers-Chiefs play at 5:15, and there's a Monday night game of all things. Cardinals at Rams, 5:15, Monday night. There's your NFL first round of the NFL playoffs, everybody.
All right.
And for people who hate football, I guess this is a moment where they go, oh my God, we get our TVs back very soon.
1 month from now, it'll all be over.
Right. Actually, what day is the Super Bowl? Is it mid-February?
I think it's like February 13th.
Oh, yeah, okay, you're right. 1 month. Look at that.
Yeah.
So if you've been out and about, if you talk to people, you'll find out that everybody's maxed out right now. There's a lot of problems. And
yep.
In some cases, it's not so much that the deliveries aren't getting to market. It might be that the market has no employees to put the deliveries out. Or there's a lot right now with the Omicron surge. There's a lot of troubling effects on our economy and at our, you know, points of purchase.
Right.
Not to mention at the hospital and doctor's offices and elsewhere.
Right.
Google Trends looked at food shortages that we've been searching for the most this week. Chicken is the top food shortage most states are searching for.
Really?
Apparently
chickens?
In the middle of the country, that is the thing they don't have enough of. And Hawaii is also having a chicken shortage. Cream cheese shortage. We've heard that.
Cream cheese, really?
I want to say around Christmas, wasn't it Philadelphia's cream cheese that was saying, please don't make cheesecake this season. We don't have enough cream cheese for you. Which is
really weird.
Yeah, but they were like,
very strange.
We don't have it. There's none there for you. So sorry.
You stocked up. Luckily, it keeps for a while. So hopefully you stocked up at Thanksgiving or something.
Vermont and Florida searched it the most, but that's missing from stores. Flamin' Hot Cheetos shortage.
Oh, for God's sake.
Two states, California, Arizona, they missed their Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
That's what they're searching for, huh?
Yeah. And potato shortage in New Mexico, apparently. These things all seem to be available. I haven't looked up Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
It's about them getting to where they need to be, and then once they're there, getting put on the shelf, I guess. It's just such a weird... There's been really weird items that are, like, potatoes, a shortage of potatoes.
Well, and then the hoarding starts, because people go, well, I haven't been able to get this all week, and here it is, so I'm going to take a ton of this crap.
I'm going to take it all. I'm going to take all of it, yeah.
I'm gonna scoop you into my cart.
Yep.
And I don't feel bad because I need this.
Yeah.
And I got a family or something.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't feel too bad. But you should feel kind of bad.
I told you not too long ago that cats are psychos.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
They just are. They're known to be psycho.
Yes. They seem to have mental problems. I agree.
If they were humans and had the same personality traits, they'd be considered psychopaths. A 52-year-old woman in Omaha, Nebraska.
Oh.
Had to call 911. Oh, there you go.
Yep, there, the right one.
No, you can keep going. Crank that up.
Get right to the heart of matters. It's the heart that matters more.
A 52-year-old woman in Omaha, Nebraska. Okay, we're done. Had to call 911 on Monday after one of her cats attacked her.
Oh.
It wouldn't stop beating up on her other cats, so she tried to separate them.
Ah.
And said she threatened the cat with the timeout. She told the cat she was going to, quote, put it in its room. And that's when it flew off the handle and attacked her. She was eventually able to corral it into a bedroom and shut the door. But she got the bad end of some cat's claws. Paramedics took her to a hospital for multiple claw marks.
Oh, she actually had to go to the hospital over this? Wow. So what, did it get a vein?
I'm sure she's a pussy. I'm sure she's a big baby is what I meant to say. Sorry. But, you know, I mean, come on. You're right. Scratches? You're going to go to the hospital? You know what they say paramedics took her to the hospital. You know what that trip to the hospital costs?
Oh, so much money.
Probably $5,000.
So much money. And you're immediately in collections, right? I mean, get a call from the... They don't send you a bill. They just send you to collections.
Right. Immediately.
Incredible. So these must have been serious last... Well, listen, if a cat gets a hold of your arm and then starts doing that back leg, you know, eviscerating motion, they could really do some damage.
It says here all the wounds ended up being superficial.
Oh, okay.
So that's the most expensive ride she's ever had for something that a strawberry shortcake Band-Aid probably could have handled. Right. But okay, fine.
Lady, you need a new cat. Maybe that's why the people with the Vitamix blender don't want it. They're like, these cats are dangerous.
Yeah, maybe. The Humane Society has taken the cat in because the woman, it doesn't appear, wants the cat back.
Well,
and when she gets that ambulance bill, she's going to realize, that cat cost you something.
That damn cat. Screw that cat.
Long distance relationships.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Let's hear it. Are they the best or are they not the best?
I'm joking.
Well, Vinny always makes the backdrop joke, and it might be hilarious, but it's also really true.
Look. I realize, and whenever we've talked about it, we get texts from people who say, it's the best thing in the world. Like, we hang out, and then they leave my life for 3-4 weeks, and I live my life, and then we're together. My own personal thought on it is, I'm not as antisocial as you, despite how you might think I come off, I actually like to hang with the person that I'm dating.
Yeah.
And I like to do it in a way sometimes, which is we hang, have dinner, and then we split and go do whatever we got to do. Obviously, I'm married now, so there's no splitting, but I'm, you know,
also,
when you're
the
dating,
pandemic, there's literally no splitting.
Right. But when you're dating, there's a point where you're just like, yeah, I'd like to hang out for a couple hours and then I have stuff to do.
Yeah.
And for me, that's the way I need it to go. We can run to a restaurant, get a meal, and then back to whatever you're doing.
Mm.
And that's the way for me that works best. The bag drop thing becomes crap. Now you're here for 3 days.
Right. And what time are you leaving on Sunday exactly so I can get all my stuff done?
And I'm all twitchy because I want to put a load of laundry in on a Sunday. Like, God, man, get out.
Okay, I do my laundry too? That'll be perfect. That'll be so convenient for me.
So there's a new study that found out what the actual success rate is for long-distance relationships. And it's just about under a third of them succeed.
Just under a third.
Just under a third.
Not great. That's not great.
Only 1 in 4 Americans have been in a long-distance relationship, and they say about 31% of them, it works out.
Did they define, like, how far away is it? They have to be over an hour, over a plane ride? Like,
that was debatable.
Okay.
And they do say that people define them differently. Around half of people say it means someone's in a different state or different country.
Oh, a full-on different state.
For me, just putting a bridge in between you is enough.
Because it's a long distance.
Don't shake your head, Coco.
Nikki's got two bridges or something, right?
She's going to...
Tunnels.
Yeah. She'll like it for now, but there's going to be a point when you're stuck in traffic on a Friday after a long week just trying to go date your partner, and you go, this is for the birds. I just want to be at home chilling.
Yeah, it takes me 2 hours.
Yeah. Oh, so don't shake your head at
totally
that.
Totally worth it the whole time. Oh, my God.
Maybe because I had a long-distance relationship when I lived in L.A., so this is completely different.
Oh, so this is nothing.
Yeah, this is nothing.
Oh, this is easy.
This doesn't even feel like long distance. Mm-hmm.
Well, they say that a bunch of people define it as a different state or different country. Other people said 2 hours away counts as a long-distance relationship, and of course it does.
Yeah.
Come midnight, that person's not going to drive home. They're staying.
Right. Yep.
Let's see. 32% of people who dated long distance said, I will never do that again.
Yeah. Well, I think that that's probably, it's like you said, you know, just even having a bridge in between, it adds such a layer of inconvenience to your life on so many, just it's a Wednesday night and you want to get some Nook. No, that's not happening. Now I'm getting all the Nook I want, but also this person's here the whole time talking.
Right. Now you've semi-moved in.
Yeah.
Ack. You know, Ack.
Very cartoon-esque of you.
Right.
Ack.
Bad communication is the number one reason long-distance relationships fail. Also, jealousy issues and cheating. As a young man, I had a long-distance relationship, which is the one that soured me to it. And there's no doubt that there were times where she would go, oh, yeah, I'm going out with all your friends. And I'd be like, with my friends, you're going to go out. Wait.
Well,
you have
we're
your
dating.
Friends.
They're my friends, too.
But
no, your friends invited me.
Right. Yes. And I'm sitting there going, this is not. I don't. Okay. I was young. I would handle that differently now. I would just say I want to break up. But that, you know.
I want to break up, and you're breaking up with my friends, too. I wanted to break you up with my friends. And
back then, I just suffered through it like a loser. I should have just punted. I didn't, though. Anyway. 11% of people currently dating long distance. 11%.
Currently
dating long distance have never met the person in real life.
So common now.
I know.
And 10% of those people, they're being completely catfished.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know what that number truly would be, but I do. Although, you know what? Because of texting, because of the ease with communication that we have and the abundance of ways we can communicate, I can see how someone feels like, I know this person better than anyone I've ever met because of writing and you don't have you don't have reservations. You're less reserved about what you'll tell someone via text than you would be in person. I think. I could be
wrong. Maybe, right. Some people are completely different people over text and email than they are in real life.
Yeah, they might be super quiet in real life, but able to communicate via text. You might finally meet them in person and go, who the hell is this guy? He never says anything. Tomorrow is Use Your Gift Card Day.
Oh.
This is just a reminder that those gift cards will eventually disappear somewhere into your house and never get used.
Yeah.
So they have this day established that, you know, you couple weeks ago, you 3 weeks-ish ago, you got gift cards. Put them in your pocket. Take them out this weekend and use them.
Is there, there's some rule that they can't expire, right?
I think so, but it's about losing them, which is how you end up never spending them.
Yeah. Yep. We used to have a little filing because people would give you a physical business card and you'd have to have somewhere to keep it. So we had one of those. So now we don't have those anymore. So we use, or for the most part, we don't.
You use gift cards.
We put gift cards in. So it's like a little filing thing of gift cards. So, but the problem is that you don't remember that when you're going out, you see REI and you go, oh, I got a gift card for that. Oh, so I can't go there today, you know, but it's at home.
I love REI.
I know. I love REI. Well, that's it, you know.
Anytime I go in there, I'm like, oh my God, I need that parka that will keep me warm and 0 degrees.
It's a solid. Why do you need a knife?
I got to get a new knife. And oh my God, look at that flashlight. It'll last forever. I need that flashlight. I end up at the counter just like I'm a survival guy.
Well, I know what I'm getting you.
For no reason. I don't have any use for any of that crap.
I was already thinking that an REI gift card is a solid buy. Like, for the most part, people will go in there and find something that they like. But now I know what I'm getting you forever and ever. Amen.
You can't go wrong. Like, you walk through that store and you're like, you're telling me this underwear will never smell? I've got to try that.
Is it charcoal lining? I can fart right through this and it just
absolutely
deadens it?
I mean, that is just...
You have those, huh?
It's too temp... No, I don't. But I have walked past the antimicrobial underwear and thought, I got to try that one of these days. I mean, imagine that. You can wear it.
Well, your birthday's right around the corner, Vinny. I know what I'm getting you.
Don't bring that up, please.
Why?
Because birthdays, I think I'm going to turn 52.
No. You're already 52.
Ah.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn 53?
Yep.
Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, this is actually exciting. I was about to wallow in our ages. But we've got Bottle Rock 3-day passes right after this.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.